You know what? Speaking of wrapping up, let's just end the show now, shall we?
Let's just go.
Bye, everybody. Stay tuned for Donna and Steve.
Maybe they'll fall in love with these two.
Maybe they will. Hey, we did pretty well earlier, didn't we? No, we didn't. Actually, we haven't had a good luck lately. Anyway, we had one success story, I think, last week.
We did.
Yeah. Welcome to Second Chance Romance, everyone. Holly, who do we have today?
We are joined by Gray this morning.
Gray, I love that name.
Yeah.
Hi, Gray.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Great.
I'm doing okay, how are you?
we're hanging in there, my friend. Welcome to the show. Thank you for doing this. We acknowledge and recognize this isn't probably how you would choose to spend a Thursday morning on a radio show, but, you know, thank you. Tell us your story, though. We want to help you.
Yeah. Thank you guys for your help. Sylvie, I'm calling about Sylvie. We met on Bumble. She's beautiful and fun. And honestly, we had a really great date and I would love to take her out again. I'm just like not really sure what's going on though.
Okay. So you went on one date. What'd you guys do?
So I like to, you know, I'm a big surprise person. I just love giving surprises. So I told her I had everything.
Yeah, she's going to be surprised in a little bit. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, we got a few surprises.
Yeah, you can say that. I packed a picnic for dinner and showed her the space I just signed a lease for my business. It's, this new office space and obviously was really excited about it. And the reason why, you know, it was relevant because we had been talking about it. And so she knew that this was a big moment and it kind of happened when we were, you know, talking about meeting up. So we had finally got together and I thought it was going to be a fun way to celebrate. And she celebrated with me and we had a good time. I thought it was great. And now I'm not really sure. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Did anything weird happen? Like, I know Holly asked you to really think about the date, be a little introspective, but was there anything in the date that seemed odd or made you think that maybe this was a swinging on the friendship swing set? Anything like that?
Ooh, yeah. Were you friend-zoned?
Well, I tried to think about, like, what could have gone wrong or did I do something weird? I mean, you know, the office was pretty sparse at the time, and I did forget silverware for the salad. but we laughed. Like, we laughed. We took a couple of pens and stabbed it. Of course, not on the inside, though. You know, we were like, and we were both in on it. She said she had a good time, and, you know, we hugged at the end. I texted her the next day to set up a second date, but she just hasn't responded. It's been almost 3 weeks. No text, no call. I felt like it ended on a great note, so I'm just really confused.
Okay.
Yeah. Could be a big misunderstanding.
Well, let's hope.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to reconnect you. So, Gray, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold. You're going to be able to hear everything. Holly has Sylvie on the other line. Sylvie, we emailed her and told her that she was nominated to be on our show by a family member or a friend.
Yay.
She does not know really the crux of this. She doesn't know everything. She only thinks that this is a kind of generic dating segment on a goofy radio show. She doesn't know what's about her. She certainly doesn't know what's about you. So hold on a minute, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and put Gray on hold. Gray, what a great name. Okay.
How are you guys feeling right now?
I don't know. I could use a restroom, but you know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wait. You too? You feeling good? How are you guys feeling?
Yeah.
Well, he said one thing that's making me feel real like chest sweaty.
What's that?
He said that he likes surprises. And right. He liked, you know, doing surprises. And I don't know. There's something that's making my spidey sense tingle about that.
Ooh, okay.
Let's do it. Let's go ahead and put Sylvie up. Hi, Sylvie.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Thank you for doing this. You're live. This is Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. You're live right now. Thank you for agreeing to do this. As Holly told you, you were nominated by someone in your life to be on our show. And this is kind of a reunion dating segment that we do called Second Chance Romance. So thank you. We know you're busy at this time of day. So we appreciate your time.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. It's exciting.
Oh, okay. Well, Sylvie, here's the deal. This is you heard me say it's a reunion segment. Here's a little bit of a surprise for you. You weren't really nominated by a family member or friend. This segment is about people wanting to reconnect with folks they went on a date with. And somebody that went out with you wants to reconnect. How scared are you right now?
I'm very nervous.
Okay. Yeah, we fibbed a little bit. Okay. Do you remember going out with a gentleman named Gray?
Oh, yeah. I remember going out with Gray.
Okay. Well, it's Gray. That's who emailed us about you. Okay. Sylvie.
Oh, ouchie.
Sylvie. Sylvie. Bye, Holly. We'll see you tomorrow. Sylvie, Gray said that there wasn't anything after the first date or the first thing. Can I ask you a question? Was there a reason why there wasn't anything after the first date?
Yeah, that was one of the weirdest dates I've ever been on.
Oh,
so, why?
Yeah. Well, he made this big deal of like planning the date and surprising me. And like, I really love surprises, but eating a packed sandwich, salad, chips at his office conference table is odd. And that, like, it just wasn't what I expected.
Okay.
You ate at the conference table?
Yes, at the conference table in his office. Like, it just wasn't what I expected.
It wasn't romantic, Sylvie, is what you're saying. I'm hearing you.
Yeah, like, not at all. Like, we went to his new office building and ate dinner there. He even popped some champagne to, like, celebrate, and I'm, like, so happy for him, but it felt very intimate for a first date. Like, he should have been doing that with someone else, family, close friends, or, you know, I don't know, but it just felt awkward, and I just couldn't wait to leave.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry about that. Well, but let me just, I'm focusing on the positive. Gray had nothing but great things to say about you.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that makes you feel better. Now, here's the part the second thing that Holly didn't tell you, not us. Lex and I had nothing to do with this. Yeah, it was nothing. Really just Holly. But Gray is actually on the other line. And
he's heard everything.
Oh, boy.
Let's go ahead and put Gray up. Hi, Gray. Say hi to Sylvie.
Hi, Sylvie.
Hi, Gray.
So, I mean, sorry if I scared you away. I was just really excited and I wanted to have a memorable date.
So you heard everything that I said?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
so
I didn't know you felt that way.
I mean, It was a great, like, the date was great. It was nice. Like, I don't know how to say it. I mean, it was great. And again, like, I'm so happy for you and your business's growth. And at the same time, and this is much bigger than one date, it also gave me pause to think about what your work life is like and that your work is your life. And I'm sorry, but I don't operate like that.
Mm.
I that is true, you know, I'm working on balancing all of that, but I mean, right now it's just tipped to business because it has to be. And I thought,
and I get it. I get it. I get it, and I'm rooting for you, like, 100%. I just don't think that we could work out romantically.
Whose turn is it?
It's mine. I'll do it. Sylvie, it's really up to you. I'm going to actually just address you here. Sylvie, if you want to give Gray another shot, we will take care of it. We have gift cards to some great local restaurants. We'll pay for the next meetup if you're willing to do it. Yay or nay?
It's going to be a nay for me, and I appreciate the offer, but I'm out. Like, I don't think that we're a good fit in the long run.
Yeah. Mm.
Sylvie, okay. Thank you for your honesty being a really good sport. We'll let you get back. Yeah, we'll let you get back to your day. Thank you, Sylvie.
You're welcome. Bye, Gray.
Oh, well, Gray, you know now. You have the answers, so can move on.
Well, thanks, guys, for your help. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a good summer.
Yeah.
And I actually mean that. I'm not being, anyway. No, this time I actually do. Yeah. It's usually my blank offline, but no. Yeah. Have a great summer.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Oh, honey.
I feel bad for both of them, but.
No. Yeah, they supposed to seem really nice.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it was using a pen.
Maybe.
As an eating utensil. Maybe that's where things went off.
Holly, I mean, you know, I've done it before. I have not. Anyway, Second Chance Romance. Tuesdays and Thursdays at the top of our third hour. Third hour right here on Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Mm-hmm. Holly has a full roundup. She put them all in a little kennel. She's ready to give them to you. All the stories that's making news and pop culture with the Dirt Alert next.